Hello, this is Bart Sharp with Becoming Greater Conscious. Sorry about the sudden turning on of the program. It certainly surprised me, but we are on, regardless of the surprise or not the surprise, we are on that United Public Radio Network 107.7 UPRN, as well as UFO Paranormal Radio Network, and we are also on YouTube, Facebook, and now Roku. All you got to do to get on the Roku channel is to have a Roku subscription and then go on to United Public Radio Network. Look us up there, and there'll be a variety of shows there. We're all pretty excited about it. And so, here on United Public Radio Network, I am here by myself. And no guest. And it's kind of exciting to do my own show and do my own thing as I do this in Austin, Texas, teach classes. And one that I'm really fascinated with these days is goddess embodied. And what that means is embodying the consciousness or the vibration of goddess energies. And we have a lot of goddesses to choose from. There's a collective consciousness out there of various energies, whether you wanted to connect with the energy of Buddha, Shakti, Shiva, Jesus, Mary Magdalene, Isis, Zeus, whatever, or agape, which I've learned recently. We always think of agape as the concept of love, but agape was a Greek goddess and was the goddess of sex and intimacy. And somehow that became love, which I can see the connection. A very interesting story, but there's all kinds of goddesses out there, and they all have this energy about them that we can access. And that's what tonight's class is all about, is accessing this to where you feel it in your body and it becomes a part of your vibration, becomes a part of you. Just as Nikola Tesla said that you can change anything through the vibration, energy, and frequency. And how I apply that to today's show is if we can bring in the vibration, energy, frequency of various forms of higher vibrations that are represented by gods, goddesses, other infinite energies. How would that change us? And we're going to do something very daring today by doing it on the radio. And it's going to be going around the whole world. I have no idea who it's going to connect to. That's all kind of fun and exciting to think that somebody in an office in London, England is getting this vibration, and everybody in his office is getting the vibration as well. It's kind of entertaining to think that we can send a message out there like that these days. So the first half of this class is going to be about the theory. And, and that's really a lot what talk radio is all about anyway, is theory. We tell stories, we have conversations, and then we, talk about it, we show it. And that's a lot what talk radio is all of that theoretical, intellectual stuff that people listen to, and all of that stuff is great, necessary that we learn these concepts, we learn the stories. However, if we wanted to take it to a deeper level, we're talking about learning the vibration of those concepts. And that sounds kind of exciting to me to think that we can do such things. And we can. So that is the journey today, is how do we do that? So the first half of the class, somewhere in the middle, will change. And I have no idea when that'll happen, because like most of my programs and talk show radio, it's all spontaneous. But the second half of the class, we're going to do energetic activations. In other words, we're going to be activating these energies. And you can actively get involved with it by stopping and meditating with these activations. And that'll be all fun. Or you can be being a passive participant just to let it happen, because who knows, you might be driving down the road or working in your office, typing away, and you can't meditate. But this stuff will work on you. So this is a class of change in various ways. And so to really start about, how do we embody the goddess? How do we make the goddess energy or consciousness a part of our lives? And I say that in general, but we're really going to get really specific today and hone this in on one of my favorite goddess consciousness, and that is Mary Magdalene. She is amazing. A lot of people believe that she was the wife of Jesus, or Yeshua, as I like to call him. And so we'll be activating Yeshua as well, and all of what they represent in there. Of course, this is very much connected to part of my life, which is living in France. Part of my time, I live in Austin, Texas. Part of the time, I live in southwestern France. That would be close to the Mediterranean Ocean in the foothills of the Pyrenees by the Spanish border. Right there in that little corner of France. It's a very magical place. And you know, there's a lot of theories. Of course, nobody can prove it, but the theories say that Mary Magdalene lived there, and it's the land of Mary Magdalene. And she started an education of people there. I don't think it was a movement, but it eventually became a movement, which would be practiced by the people called the Cathars. And all of that's good and fun. And if you wish to learn more about that, check out my website, Mary Magdalene France Tours, because in a few weeks, I will be going over there and having the time of my life in southwestern France and eating really good cheese. It's good stuff. Good stuff to really absorb in that beautiful land. However, we'll cover that in a few more minutes in the program. Right now, we want to talk about the microcosm and the macrocosm of consciousness of goddess consciousness. And so the microcosm, or the micro, I'll just say by short, is your own self-image. That is your inward journey of how you see yourself, how you feel yourself, how you perceive the vibration inside of you. Now, perceiving the vibration inside of you, I like to call it a little keyword, the space of consciousness inside of you. And that's what a lot of higher consciousness, in my opinion, is all about, is how can you perceive a vibration that is an energetic space inside of you. And that's what we're going to really be working on today, is that microcosm of consciousness. And to really get to know the microcosm, you also had to have a relationship with the macrocosm. And with the macrocosm of, the goddess consciousness, you might be summoning the presence of Mother Mary with you by doing prayers, and they're very effective. In other words, you are connecting to something outside of yourself. and asking for the presence of Mother Mary to be with you. And of course, there's a lot of great stuff with that. I'm a big believer in Mother Mary and all of her power. I really feel like it's a earthbound power. And so when you connect with Mother Mary, it's about connecting to the macrocosm of the earth, and that she is one of the real powerhouses within the earth, or may I say Gaia, a living organism that is alive and well today. When I go to Southwest France and some of the sites, definitely feel the presence of Mother Mary there. And of course, that's why people go to Lourdes, France, is because they can get a communion of the microcosm of the waters there that have the Mother Mary energy, and be with other people that are praying and just giving salutations to Mother Mary. And so that's the macrocosm, is that telling of stories, singing of hymns, prayers, and, you know, it's kind of like all beyond you, connecting to a bigger picture. So it's good stuff. But when we go back to the microcosm of feminine awareness, the development really begins in childhood. It's really a lot about how we feel about ourselves as a child relates to how we receive a higher power. And in this case, about feeling goddess vibrations, energies, frequencies in our body. So if we have a really good concept of ourselves, and this is really a key to this development of our inner child, is that we feel safe enough inside of ourselves that we feel everything. So if we're really afraid in our childhood, for example, we will have a defensiveness, and therefore we feel less. And if we feel freedom, and we really enjoy our body and it's safe to be in our body, we're going to feel it more. And so as a child, this will develop. And then when we start to develop, as most of us naturally do, that we wish to have a relationship with a higher power. Well, we're already trained to feel a higher power because we've been feeling our body all along. And this is part of that process of getting connected to the goddess or God, either one. I kind of think of, when we think of the goddess, you know, the first association is with Gaia, the earth. And for most part, that's very true. And Mother Mary is a very integral part of that, that we feel that embodiment inside of us that's connected to that. And as I learned as a Catholic, I became an adult Catholic. I was not a Catholic as a kid. But the quote was, you know, Mary is within the earth and Jesus is beyond. So if you're, you know, working with a bigger picture or praying to something of a bigger concept, like that everybody open up to a higher love within themselves, and you're doing a prayer for that, you would pray to Jesus. If you were asking that you have more love within your heart and that you feel that love, you would pray to Mother Mary. And that's a lot how the traditional Catholicism is that I was taught as an adult, is those were two different parameters. Now, a part of this is, can you actually feel that concept of, if you're praying to Jesus for greater love around the earth, that you can connect to the whole picture of what love is all around the world, that we're all connected together. It's a pretty broad concept. But that would be theoretically how you would learn how to have that visceral frequency, vibration, and energy of that concept and that communion with God is by that practice. And so, you know, as kids, we start to learn this by doing the things that kids do. They feel life. And it really comes to the point, like if you saw fairies as a kid, does your parents go, oh, well, okay, what are the fairies telling you? You know, and what's that like? As opposed to the mother or father saying, there's no such thing as fairies. Ow! Take that out of your system. And somehow you're going to believe your parents as a child, and you'll turn that energy off. You know, that's just one concept of it. But it also is, you know, you feel so good as a child that you're maybe running around outside on a rainy day and just feeling the mud between your toes and how good it feels to have the water of the rain hit your body, and you're laughing and you're singing, and you know, life is great because you're in this phenomenal experience that feels good, you know, and being allowed to have those experiences as a child are so important in your own spiritual development. And so this is part of the microcosm, is learning to embody. Now, of course, if you do not really have that experience as a child, and maybe you're a bit squinched up as a child, and you know, had a lot of negative emotions around you and such as that, you can still open that stuff up. You just have to learn how to work through your negative emotions that you repressed. And that's a part of the spiritual journey as well as embodying God's energy, is how can you release those emotions and transcend them. So going back to the macro of consciousness, the goddess, for most part, is referenced from another era, from the birth of Christ and before. That's a lot where we get our concepts of the goddess. You know, when we're talking, you know, Mary Magdalene, Mary, and before that of Isis, before Shakti, Shivi, all Shiva, or just Shakti if we're talking goddess, Hera, Aphrodite, my favorite, Venus. All of these are consciousness before Christ, and it was a different era there, but yet their vibration is still alive. And why I say that it's still alive, is because you were there in other lifetimes. The collective consciousness and the memory is still within you. And not only that, it's within other people. And we have a communion with everybody on the planet at some level. So yes, you can access any of these goddesses or their vibrations with some of the tools we're going to teach today. It's all there for you to dial it all up. You know, so that was a different era before Christ. And I really see that as kind of a cutting point. Of course, Christ in his life was kind of the dividing point. When we think of his, he was entering of the astrological, of the Piscean age. Hope I'm getting that right. In other words, this last 2,000 years was the Piscean age, which was the masculine law. A new era of form and structure came in astrologically. And of course, we have just came into the age of Aquarius. There's different debates about when that began or started, or but we can generally say that it's happening now. And if we were going to summarize that, that would be the age of nature-made law. In other words, nature is coming in to be a bigger influence, whereas the last 2,000 years, it was the age of man-made law, in which at the time of Christ's crucifixion, who was kind of ruling that area were the Romans, who are the best example of man-made law that I can think of. So how appropriate there. Here we go with that, is that, you know, we're entering into a new era that's connected to nature. And so maybe it's time to return to the goddess with energy, which is very communing with the earth, Gaia, the sun, the moon, the planets, all of these different energies that we've kind of not practiced so much in the last 2,000 years. So, you know, that's the macro of it. And the micro of this would be your own personal process of stepping into the feminine. And I'm not talking about being a female or male here. I'm talking about the feminine side of yourself and that relationship that you hold to the concepts of yourself. And when we really go down into the essence of what feminine is, when did we begin that but in our early childhood, say 2 years old? That's when feminine concepts began in our lives with our inner child. And when we think of our inner child, we can start to say, well, that inner child was very much feminine. Feminine characteristics. They were playful. They were loving. They were nurturing. They cared for other people, and they saw a bigger whole of the picture of what they lived with. In other words, they just had no defenses to how they saw their family. They were their family. They saw that they were a bigger part of a whole. This is so much of what a child is. This is so much of what feminine is, but also divine feminine, the goddess, a caring for the bigger picture. The ego is never a part of the picture in the divine feminine. The ego is part of the masculine. And of course, the masculine is very necessary, integral part. You can't have the masculine without the feminine, or vice versa. They both go together. So we don't want to push the masculine out of the side or have masculine bashing here at all. This is really an integral part of both of them. But, you know, if you're an adult, it's always great to just go into your emotional self of what you've been repressing as a child. What anger have you repressed away, or sadness or shame or fears that are hidden back and where we could be afraid of? Well, I don't want those bad things to start showing up in my life of my old memories. If I relive them, they might come back into my self again, and I wouldn't want that. And that's not true at all. Whenever you're going into the energy of a memory, you're just going into the energy and you're getting to resolve it. So it's great to feel these things and have them recognize and have those energies to come up. As a therapist told me, what's on its way up is on its way out. So feel all of this stuff, because the more that you get in touch with yourself and what you repressed away in your emotions and your traumas and your self-hate and all of this, you know, interesting stuff, the lighter your being becomes. And then you're receptive to receiving the awareness of a higher power in your body. You know, so to me, the spiritual journey is not a scary thing at all. It's something that is very fun. And that's not how I grew up at all. You know, one of the things we really have to understand is that how we conceive our parents or how we perceive who they are, were they nice people? Were they aggressive people? Were they mean to us? Were they controlling on us? Generally, we're going to see our relationship with a higher power that way. And so if we see them as negative, then we're going to see God or goddess as negative. And, you know, if they're negative and we become afraid of them, of course, we're not going to adventure into them. It's going to be a harder process. And it really comes down to the process of how do I commune with a higher power? How do I do that? And, one of the first things that I had learned about this was an Al-Anon. And that would be the sister program to Alcoholics Anonymous. And when you look at the 12 steps, which is that's the whole basis of the Al-Anon and Alcoholics Anonymous, and as we call them, the 12-step programs. One of the first steps in the program was become willing to have a higher power in your life. Of course, when I started that program in Al-Anon, I just wanted to get out of the pain that I was holding emotionally, and how could I get into some real freedom in my life that I wouldn't have to feel this pain anymore. And when I heard this, become willing to be vulnerable to a higher power, I'm just going to go, no. You know, everything I learned about God and Jesus was, and which came from a Baptist church, that he was punitive, and that the mistakes I made or the sins I made would, be held against me, which was really tough stuff to handle. So naturally, I tried to postpone a relationship with God as long as possible. But somewhere in my mid-30s, I found it kind of necessary to begin exploring this. And one of the concepts I learned right off that just gave me a huge change. And it came from somebody I trusted dearly, my former wife. She said that God forgives you before you create your mistakes or before you create your sins. And to me, it was just like, what? They're not going to be holding on my back forever. So, you know, just keep that in mind as we go through this, that if you're somebody that goes, wow, if that statement kind of struck you and you go, wow, I'm holding a lot back because I'm afraid I'm going to be punished by a higher power. I invite you to the possibility that you can let that go. And what fun it would be to let it all go. So with that said, we're just right about in the middle of the program, and it's a perfect time to change focus. I'm having so much fun here. And this is what I do, is I use these concepts called access consciousness. And access consciousness either releases or changes thoughts, beliefs, and emotions on a cellular, energetic level. And today we're going to be doing activations. And we're going to activate all different types of energies. From Jesus to Mary Magdalene to the sun to the moon to Venus, to the earth and more. It's going to be quite an adventure for the next 25, 30 minutes. So I hope you're ready for the ride. So with Access, I'll be using this statement, I invite the infinite intensity of consciousness to activate. In other words, I'm inviting the infinite intensity of some concept that we're activating to come into fruition, to come into presence. And then we're going to multiply that activation. So you can activate anything. For example, we have this quartz crystal. I can activate the energy of this quartz crystal, such as I invite the infinite intensity of consciousness of this quartz crystal to connect to its source. In other words, there's a source where crystal energy comes from. We multiply that a billion times 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 a billion. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pot, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. So I've just asked this connection with this crystal to connect to its source. In other words, everything's connected to different sources, to different vibrations. Just as if we took this reishi mushroom, and this is a very nutritious mushroom that people eat for health, and some people call this tea king or queen of mushrooms because it's connected to deeper places in the earth than any other mushroom, is what I'm told. So what if we could connect to what I would call the mycelium network? In other words, the network of all fungi. And this is kind of a fun concept. This mushroom is kind of our pathway into getting there. So we could say, I invite the infinite intensity of consciousness of this mushroom to connect to its source a billion times 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 a billion. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pot, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. And so when I say this statement, when I say the billion times a billion times a billion, I'm actually asking that this vibration, all the cellular structures of this vibration, connect to its source and activate billions of cells within this mushroom, and that they align with the source. Now, I've been activating this mushroom and meditating with it for the last week, and it's much higher vibration than a normal reishi mushroom. When I touch it, I feel this big, profound energy with it. It's great. But what else is happening when I'm doing the billion times a billion is I'm having a communion with the world of the mycelium network and the reishi mushroom. Now that, to me, sounds extremely fun. In other words, what this tells you is I can connect to almost any energy on the planet and activate it in my body and teach my cellular structures, my molecular structures, to learn that vibration. It's really easy. And so that's what we're going to do for the next 20 minutes, is connect with various consciousnesses out there. And we're going to be doing this. And so for the next 20 minutes, if you're not doing anything and you just want to go into a meditation, that would be wonderful. And when we do the billion times a billion, just feel that vibration of what we've activated. Just go into your heart and expand into billions and billions of cellular molecular structures of your body, just to feel what that vibration is. If you're working in the office someplace in, you know, Knoxville, Kentucky, or Ireland, or wherever, because United Public Radio Network and UFO Paranormal Radio Network is worldwide. We are seen and heard all over the planet. So no telling where this message is going out to. And that sounds kind of exciting that so many people can be listening in today. So if you're sitting there and you're working away or you're driving down the road, might not be a great time to meditate. Just allow the process to happen and it will work on you. And also anybody that is near your speakers are also be getting this vibration. And that's the really cool thing about this energy work is it works on everybody. And we're going to be working on everybody around the planet today, which is kind of exciting. So one of the things I learned in France was the concept of the three moons. And I saw this on a lot of artwork, particularly this one artist that did pictures of a unicorn. And symbolically, they said that this unicorn was a representation of Yeshua, that he was, of course, the unique being, which I agree with. He's a very unique being. And so Jesus is the unicorn. And the lion, which is often in these pictures, is the sun. But also what is there on these pieces of art often is three crescent moons. And what the three crescent moons represent are the three sisters. And the three sisters, what they represent is three feminine sources of power or consciousness. And that being the sun, Venus, and the moon. And so that's what we're going to work on today as far as the goddess is concerned. And I just read a really unique book by Haley Allison Ramsey called The History of the Goddess in the World. Great book. You can check her out on Amazon.com. Haley A. Ramsey. But she was talking about that Jesus was a representation of the sun and Mary Magdalene was a representation of Venus. And this really went simpatico with what I have learned, and that the sun is an infinite being. And people have worshiped the sun for, you know, no telling how long. And then Venus is the interpretation of that infinite energy. And when we think about Venus in Greek mythology, she is the goddess of love. But I like to think of it as like the application or the multiplicities of applications that the goddess or the love energy can be interpreted and applied to everybody's life. You know, that's a big job, is how do you break down infinite to the infinite amount of possibilities that it can be applied to as a human being? That's a big job, and that's what Venus, in my opinion, represents. That's what Mary Magdalene represents. It's the applications of these many concepts of what a higher vibration of infinite love is all about. Now, the moon is your own individual path, the light and the shadow that you are living these days. So they all three go together, the sun, Venus, and the moon. So let's start activations. So let's start with ourselves. So I want you to just center into your body. Put your intention into your heart. So I invite the infinite intensity of consciousness of our heart and our heart's consciousness to activate a billion times 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 a billion. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And I'm going to just keep on doing these statements. And we're going to take a little journey through activations. And just pay attention to your body. I invite the infinite intensity of consciousness of our heart's connection to everybody on the planet, a one heart consciousness with 8 billion people, to activate all of us together, a billion times 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 a billion. Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. I invite the infinite intensity of consciousness of our own heart's desire and heart's guidance to activate a billion times 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 a billion. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. And so let's think of the bigger picture with all of this. And we think about, well, what's bigger than the sun? Well, it would be the universe. So I invite the infinite intensity of consciousness of our connection of the great universe to activate with us and everybody on this planet a billion times 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 a billion. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. And would you be willing to claim on and acknowledge that you are connected to everybody in the planet? And we allow you the consciousness of you to expand to that space of consciousness. And just think of it this way. The space within your body getting as big as the world. In other words, the whole world's inside of you. And at the same time, you are connected outwards all around the world. This is creating the microcosm and the macrocosm together. So we invite the infinite intensity of consciousness of the micro and macrocosm of consciousness of us to activate a billion times 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 a billion. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. And of course, a lot of people who believe, well, who was the biggest goddess of all? You know, where did it all begin? And for most, they agree it's Sophia, the goddess of the universe, and that she created consciousness, or she was a part of that creation. So we invite the infinite intensity of consciousness of Sophia and the eons of consciousness to activate with everybody and everybody on the planet a billion times 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 a billion. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. And so just think about this, is that we have listeners all around the world. And we're doing activations connecting everybody together. And from all the listeners, we're connecting out to billions of people. So it's like we're dotted all over the world. You know, there's listeners all over Europe, various continents, various countries. And of course, our source is New Orleans, Louisiana. That's where United Public Radio Network resources from. So we're just pretty much everywhere. That's a nice thing to think. So we invite everything in the solar system that's connected to the universe, the energies of Uranus, Jupiter, and the opening of Pluto, which is Pluto is kind of the leaving of our own solar system and connecting to the universe because it's the last on the ring. We ask that that connect, consciousness connect together and all the vibrations, frequencies, and energies of that go out and connect to this greater whole. And may that come within us. May we have the support of our entire solar system. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pot, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. And all the guardians of the planet, whether they be angels or Master Yeshua, Mary, Buddha, extraterrestrials, I dare say, elementals, eons of consciousness, Sophia. I like to call them the realm of humanity. So we ask that the realm of humanity be around everybody and all of these listeners, and we ask the infinite intensity of consciousness of that to activate a billion times 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 a billion, right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pot, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. Okay, and one more, and we're just kind of creating the reality of where we're functioning from right now. We're just activating all of these energies and our embodiment inside of ourselves, hopefully is feeling lighter and bigger and more turned on, more fluid. Of course, you're probably more presence because the more energy you're running through your body, the more aware you're going to become. But let's ask the earth. We ask the infinite intensity of consciousness of Gaia, the earth and the realities of the earth to support us and to activate and connect to us a billion times 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 a billion, right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pot, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. So we just activated this reality. And now we're going to activate God and Goddess energies. So remember we were talking about when we activated the Reishi mushroom and stuff, we were saying, I invite the infinite intensity of consciousness of the Reishi mushroom to connect to its source a billion times a billion times a billion, right, run, good, bad, pot, pot, on, ancient shorts, boys, and beyonds. Let's take that a little bit bigger. And we'll say, I invite the infinite intensity of consciousness, the sun, and all the energies of the sun, the infinite energies of the sun, and its connection to the Christos, Yeshua, and the multidimensional aspects of infinite, beyond time, space, density, and molecular configurations of all realities that the sun holds in that infinite consciousness. And just think of a sun in your heart right now. We multiply that energy a billion times 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 a billion. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pot, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. And what is it like to be infinite? What is the energy, space, and consciousness of infinite? What does that feel like? What does your heart feel like? What do the molecules and cellular structures in your body feel like as they have been multiplied billions and billions of times to a higher vibration? Can you receive that? Can you embody it and allow it to embody into your energetic fields? And now we're going to go and invite Mary Magdalene. So everything that Mary Magdalene is of love, of understanding the multidimensional aspects and all the applications of what love is. We ask the infinite intensity of consciousness of all of that to activate a billion times 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 a billion. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, all nine shorts, greens, and beyonds. Now, when I have traveled into the Venus consciousness and go into Venus, it always feels like a multifaceted diamond that has millions of facets. And every one of those facets is a different perspective of what love is, of what infinite source is. You know, and it's kind of getting applied to all of these applications of how infinite higher vibrations, infinite love can be applied. So, everything that Mary Magdalene represents of that, of Venus, of the multi infinite aspects of what love, higher power, infinite is. We ask the infinite intensity of consciousness of all of that to activate a billion times 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 a billion. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. And everything that you're attached to, anger and violence and judgments, like, this is so weird that I'm doing this, or I'm really angry at my partner, or I'm really frustrated with my work, or I don't have enough money. All of what that is, we allow it to go into a higher vibration. In other words, you see that density of lack or lack of prosperity, or I'm always in this conflict. And you get the feeling of what that is, and you make it very, very big, like infinite. And all of a sudden, that energy of anger is gone. So all of the frustrations of living in a human body that's dense, that's thinking, that's intellectual, that has an ego source with this, we ask the infinite intensity of consciousness of Venus in the multi applications of love to interact with these denser energies inside of us. We multiply that a billion times 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 a billion. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. And just see that multi-dimensional reality of Venus, Mary Magdalene, being applied into your heart as if your heart has thousands to millions of different perspectives, facets. We allow the infinite intensity of consciousness of that to multiply a billion times a billion times a billion times a billion times a billion, times a billion, times a billion, times a billion, times a billion. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. And so this is a lot about what goddess energy is, or becoming a different vibration where the goddess can guide you, is to learn what a vibration is, to learn what the energy, frequency, and vibration can guide you. And do this lighter and lighter. This is what I do in my classes, and also in a lot of my CDs that I have on my website, partsharp.com, that are activations that open you up to these type of consciousnesses. And to me, this is how we embody the goddess or god energy or higher power energy is we learn to activate it. We learn to vibrate it. And then we become it at a more intimate level. It just becomes us. So I hope you enjoyed this class of in becoming quantum consciousness, that we've just done these activations. Please let me know. Send me a note if you liked it. This is my first adventure into doing activations on radio. I enjoyed it. I hope you did too. And next week on Becoming Quantum Conscious, we will have Robin Shepherd, who will be doing a show on the magic of Tarot. And we will go into all the magical possibilities of what Tarot offers, because it's a very profound tool that people have used for centuries to give themselves more divination, guidance. And Robin is going to really show us a lot about what that is for us. So it'll be a great show to tune into. And my name is Bart Sharp, and I thank you for coming today, and we'll see you next week.